Are Western missionaries needed around the world anymore? Paul answers that question for us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14 through to verse 27. And I read, "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the American church should say, 'Because I am not African, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the Canadian church should say, 'Because I am not Asian, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were European, where would the sense of joy be? And if the whole body were African, where would the sense of order be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The Canadian church cannot say to the Asian church, 'I don't need you.' And the American church cannot say to the African church, 'I don't need you.' On the contrary, the Asian parts that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the African parts that we think are less honorable should be treated with special honor. And the Latin American parts that seem unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While the presentable parts, like the big, wealthy American church, need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." We often read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as it relates to spiritual gifts within the local church, but I suggest to you that it relates equally to the global church and to global partnerships within the one body of Christ, the worldwide church.